好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, this is Al.
Hi, I'm Susan. Nice to see you again.
先复习一下 ,make beautiful music together.
啊，就是琴瑟和和谐相映成趣。
It really refers to the couples or boyfriends and girlfriends.
Right, and man in the street.
啊,this means ordinary man.
很
平平常常的一个人，没有什么特别之处。
对 ,meat and poison, 这句话应该说 ,one man's meat is another man's poison, 一个人的肉是另一个人的毒药。
就是萝卜白菜
各
有所
爱。那么 ,Mr. Boat,
Mr. Boat, 就像中文里面的错失良机。
还有呢，如果说你是个 monkey, 说你很聪明。
实际上也看上下文了，如果两个非常 close 的 friends,And you said, you are a little monkey, 就是你很可爱，你很机灵。
好。So, and?
上次我们学的是关于两个名字的这样一个句子，就是拆东墙补西墙。
拆东墙补西墙。How could you say that?
I borrow from Peter to pay Paul.
从 Peter 那儿借钱去来
还给
Paul。
好了，这就是我们上次的内容了。
So let's go to new lessons, right?
My
eye!
我的眼睛！
英语中有些感叹词啊，让中国人太费解了。比如说 ,my eye! 听下面这个对话。My eye, the blessed nail!
What happened?
The nail hurt my toe.
How about your eye?
My eye? It's okay. Why?
Didn't you say it also hurt your eye?
这里说的那个 ,my eye!
就是我的妈呀。
哎呦好疼 ,my eyes! 就是 ,oh, you know, the blessed nail, 这个倒霉的土钉它把我的脚趾头伤了 ,right?
原来是这样。
对 ,my eye 跟眼睛可是一点关系都没有，它只是一个感
叹
词。
really?
If the nail hurt your toe, you should say, oh, my eye is bleeding. It's okay, it doesn't matter, huh?
这里面还有第一句话里面 the blessed nail.
这里的 bless 就是反说
的。这是我们以前提到过的正什么正语反说反语正说
right?
That?
Yes. 还有那种如果你说 Jesus, oh Christ, 这种并不是说就是在赞美，而是一种 curse, 而是一种不好的用法，而是在说反话 right? 还有呢就是 my heart is beating fast.
我的心跳加速。
What do you usually do in your spare time?
I like sports, and football is my favorite.
Really? Me too. Then you must have watched the World Cup football match last night.
Of course, the match between South Korea and Spain.
It's really exciting.
Yes, I got so excited that my heart was jumping fast.
Jumping fast. 这个心跳得很快。这个跳呢可不是 jump, right? 因为虽然这个 jump 有跳呢，但是不能用形容来心的跳，只能用 beat 来形容。
所以心是一个人很独特的地方哈，所以他的跳也跟一般的地方的跳不一样的，他就是 beat。
对，
而且只是心跳用 beat， 别的时候，比如我跳一下、跳两下，这个都不能 beat 了哈。
Yes, right. So my heart is beating fast. 我的心跳得很快，其实正跟中文中的打一样嘛 ，like 你不可能。打乒乓球
他们说 play the ping pong play the tennis
你比如说 hit the tennis 或者 beat the tennis 都不可以
yes
so your heart is beating fast
remember that 你的心跳 beat
mystery meat Chinese cooking is really marvelous
yes we call it art ofCooking.
Every time I dine in a Chinese restaurant, the waiter will suggest that I try some mystery meat.
Mystery meat? We Chinese cooks are good at cooking meat, but you should try some soup next time.
这里的 mystery meat 就有意义了，对吧？
字面上意思是神奇的、神秘的肉。
难道其实我误解了每次难道都只吃肉吗？
其实 mystery meat 是英语中的俚语，当你不知道自己在吃什么的时候，就可以说 It's mystery meat.
It's mystery meat. 其实这个 you don't necessarily be meat or vegetable, 哈、huh?
嗯，不管是菜还是肉，都可以说 It's mystery meat. 就是不知道自己吃的什么，有点神秘哈。
嗯、so Chinese cooking is really marvelous.
Yes, we call it art of cooking.
Every time I dine in a Chinese restaurant, the waiter wishes that I try some mystery meat.
Chinese cooks are good at making some ordinary ingredient into delicious dishes. 就是
用中国的一些 ordinary ingredients, 就是特别普通的那种配料来做出特别棒的菜。Well, actually, it's it.
That's the art of cooking. 这就是烹调的艺术啦。
啊，还有一般 normally the foreigners don't ask what they're eating. It's horrible.
They'd better not ask.
对，有的时候是 organs、有的时候还有脖子啊，
脖子、鸡爪子。Really,
they never eat that.
But if you don't tell them, they will say, it's delicious, it's marvelous.
Yes, what's that? Dog? Do you eat dog?
So it's just mystery meat.
Yeah, mystery meat. Don't tell them anyway.
还有呢 ,not on your life.
又不是你的生活吗？
Not on your life. 没发生在你的生活当中。What's that mean?
Someone said you cheated on the test. Did you?
Not on your life.
But too, I think you shouldn't have done so on your own.
Oh, you misunderstood me. I mean, absolutely not.
Not on your life.所以说的是 absolutely not、
绝没有的事儿，
这是一种表示非常强烈的否定 not on your life 不是说不是在你的生活里、
就是
不，
而且还是很强烈，非常强烈，一票否决
yes
就是绝对不可能的事 absolutely not
not on your life
not on your life
好像不关你什么事似的哈，
但是 business
not of your business， 但实际上那不是这个意思，只是 absolutely not。这种习语呢非常多。我们再听一个 ，Now you're talking。
现在轮到你说了。
Let's see。Hey Susan， how about going to the seaside this weekend？
Now you're talking。
Of course, I'm talking now. I just wonder whether you'd like to go to the seaside with me.
I'm afraid it didn't catch me just now. I mean, I'd like to.
Great! 哈，如果你在说话，如果比如别人有说 Now you're talking. 莫名其妙。
哈，这样的对话首先会发生在就是第一个人先要建议一些什么，对吧？提出一些建议，然后第二个人说 Now you're talking.
这个话呢可以说哎，你说的话正合我的心意，你说了算。
啊，就是正中下怀。
这个 now you're talking 还有在一种情况下呢，表示这你还才像话嘛，就是 now you're talking， 比如说、我怎么干这么多东西，你也什么都没干，怎么样，终于你说出一句像理的话，我才说now
you're
talking， 这么说才像话嘛。
所以是还是上下文了。
Now you're talking， 很多很多上下文。
还有一种说法就是 You have taken the words right out of my mouth
啊，你是
从我嘴里面说出来的话，就是你说的话就是我想说的。
如果比如说我让 Susan 说一些话，但是我不说，我要让 Susan 背后的话，就是 I put words into your mouth，
有点像演说谎的。
对，我把话说在你的嘴里，我把话灌输到你的嘴里
啊，让你说出来。
Right.
Now you are talking.
Now you are talking. Right. 好 ，My eye, my eye.
哎呦，
我的妈呀 ！Right.
My
heart is beating fast.
啊，这里面重点就是 beating， 你的心很不同的，它的跳一个是 beat， my heart
jump. Right. And mystery meat.
就是有时候不知道自己在吃什么，最好有时候也不愿意问哈。Mystery meat.
不知道吃什么 mystery meat. Right.
Anyhow, it's delicious. That's okay.
Yes, not on your life.
Absolutely no.
这个不是跟生活没有什么关系，只是 absolutely not.
一种强烈的否定。
Right, and now you're talking.
This
you have. 正中我意哈。
What you have is what I want to say.
对，这个有的时候要看上下文语境，还有可能会表示这才像话嘛 ，right?
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，
登录 www.cooler.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
Okay, let's go to part two.
This is something you don't know how to say.
上次我们说的是关于名字的，就是 borrow money from Peter to pay Joe.
Yeah.
这次我们还是有关于一个名字的。Listen, it's not easy keeping up with the Joneses.
Joneses? What are they?
G-O-N-E-S.
这个 Jones 就像 Paul 啊，还有 Peter 还有 Jake 这种名字都是很大的一个。
Jones 琼斯 ，right？
琼斯就 The Jones 再加上
es
呢，就是说琼斯一家对吧？如果再加在琼斯的后面再加 es， The Joneses 就是说明是非常多的这种人家，就是说你的邻居 ，your neighbor。所以这句话的意思 ，It's not easy keeping up with the Joneses。
就是和周围的邻居保持同样的水准。不是不太容易的
啊，就 keeping up 就是你要跟人家比嘛，你要跟你的邻居 the Joneses 比生活， it's not an easy job right？
就像我们汉语里面有这样的话，就是麻雀不能跟着燕子飞。
Yes, it's kind of difficult, huh?
Yes. So let's listen. Why don't we buy a?
Besides us,
most of my old classmates who came to our class reunion last night were driving luxury cars like Rolls Royce.
Oh, you know we can't afford a Mercedes or Rolls Royce. Let's wait until we can afford one.
You're right, honey. It's stupid to keep up with the Joneses.
他说why don't we buy a Mercedes?
我们买个奔驰啊。
Most of my old classmates who came to our class reunion last night were driving luxury cars. 我们可能同学聚会嘛，都会引发这种刺激哈。
就是那种比较。
人家不是开宝马，就是开奔驰。最差的都是开的 Rolls Royce. Okay, Rolls Royce is better actually. 等到有钱的时候再说吧，我们最多现在买辆日本车。
所以另一个人就会说也是哈，我不能老是跟着别人的生活方式，真是太蠢了。
对
，It's stupid to keep up with the Joneses. Right?
It's stupid.
Yes,
quite stupid. And it's very difficult. 而且很非常非常的辛苦。
Okay. Now let's move to the third part. That's the interesting story.
酒肉朋友。
这是啊 fair weather friend
酒肉朋友
就是这个说法
A fair weather friend is like a banker who lends you his umbrella when your sun is shining and taking a bath the minute it rains
什么叫酒肉朋友呢酒肉朋友就像一个银行家他会在阳光灿烂的时候把雨伞借给你而是阴云密布的时候快要下雨了他会把伞要回来
Yes. Two men were traveling through the forest and come across a bear. One of them quickly climbed a tree, but the other was unable to. So he lay down the ground and played dead.
这个故事大家都听过。两个人在森林里面探险，然后突然途中遇一熊，然后一个人很快爬上树，另一个人不会爬，只好躺在地上装死了。
The bear sniffed around his ear and left.The fellow from the tree came down and asked him, "What did the bear tell you?"
他的同就是其中一个熊嗅了嗅他的耳朵，然后离开了。他的同伴从树上爬下来，不是爬下来了，应该是掉下来了，快。然后问他，熊对你说了什么呢？
The man replied, he said, don't trust a friend who deserts you in danger. The message is as clear as daylight.
他回答说不要相信危难中抛弃你的朋友这句话就像白天一样寓意明了了
Mutual trust and confidence are the foundation stone of all friendship
相互间的信任与对彼此的信心才是友谊的基石
所以记住 fire weather friend fair F-A-I-R 是
fair
天气
晴朗的 fair weather friend 就是只是在晴天和你做朋友的人 因为我们一般说遇到阴云密布，就是一般是人生的困境，
yeah.
所以他们只会在你正得意的时候和你做朋友，和你失意的时候就离你而去。
啊，我们是酒肉朋友，他们是好天气的朋友 ，right？ Fine weather friend。所以呢，最后也别忘了那句名言 ：A friend in need is a friend indeed。这种朋友不会在熊来的时候抛弃你 ，right？
啊，这里面还有一个我要说的就是。如果真的有一天遇到熊，不要忘了向这个人学习，躺在地下装死啊。
That's right.
So we want to be your friend. Whenever you need us, we are there.
So
see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.